This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we're going to start off at home. Australia. Oh dear. Yes.
It's either really good news if we're making world headlines or it's really bad.
I mean, the government likes to make not real good news about LGBT people. So basically, the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, for people that might not know, the Liberal Party, the right-wing party,
conservative party.
Yeah, well, centre-right? Right-wing Liberal Party, who's been in power for around 10 years now, frankly.
He's the minister, only a new minister in this portfolio too.
So the government, the defence minister personnel was trying to celebrate Hide or Hobbit Day on 17th May.
As many businesses do.
Absolutely. Mm. Organised a morning tea where
cupcakes,
personnel,
yes, wear cupcakes, a rainbow.
Scones, you know. Where people were asked to wear rainbow clothing. And Peter Dutton decided that was somehow a woke agenda, and although he doesn't want to discriminate, he's against discrimination, it is not here to foster a woke agenda.
Doesn't want
agenda.
People to have fun at work, doesn't want people to like each other.
I'm sure he only just found out what woke meant about a month ago, probably from the Australian newspaper, Sky News. What I love is someone's come back to call him. Dutton has been branded by the train union chiefs as the federal minister for culture wars. I love it.
Yes, well, it's. I don't think many people took notice of it followed instructions. But really, I mean, it's just that this kind of instructions come out or this kind of reaction from a minister. Surely,
he's got bigger things.
In that portfolio, he's got better things to do. I'm sorry.
Well,
this is
there's a lot of people think. I've heard comment here in Joy. In fact, the SatMag crew were talking about this last week, which is that this all might be part of Dutton's positioning himself for a certain leadership position in the future. God forbid.
Mm. But also, there's no logic to it, because he says our task is to build up the morale of the Australian Defence Force and these woke agendas don't help. I would actually say they would.
Well,
being
yes.
inclusive and, supporting mates.
Be inclusive, but not whilst wearing rainbow clothing, Matt.
So on one hand, it's tokenistic. On the other hand,
I think it is beholden for every LGBT supporter and ally whenever they see Peter Dutton to be wearing some rainbow clothing.
Yes.
Just for the kicks, really.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Across to Germany now.
Now, some better news from Germany. This Germany's parliament has voted to compensate queer soldiers for historical discrimination. Now, while this is good news, some campaigners do say it doesn't go far enough. So on May 20th, the parliament voted in favour of legislation which basically grants compensation for LGBT+ people who face discrimination and harassment while serving in the Bundeswehr. That's the German armed forces, for those of you non-German speakers. Now, until 2000, the year 2000 that is, a policy which said LGBT+ military personnel should be viewed as a security risk effectively banned queer people. So that was their sort of equivalent.
Is that that old thing of, you can influence them, sexual advances,
yes,
and they'll go for it, and that's
like
what makes them a security risk?
Oh, that old
good
argument.
Grief.
Yes, I know.
They have changed it. So
we tempt them in the shower room and stuff.
This is interesting, though. This is because Angela Merkel's party is on the conservative side as well, and yet they brought in marriage equality. Now they've brought in this, which is, there's not many countries in the world that have actually paid a you know, a monetary compensation to for past wrongs in the military.
And on that note, let's just remind people that Angela Merkel is from the so-called Christian Democrats, which is, you know, supposed to be on the same sort of side of the political spectrum than our coalition government. So, you know, it goes to show you can still be centre-right and still bring in progressive social justice policies. The Defence Minister, I have to say her name, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer. She said, "I know we can't make up for the personal injustice that these people suffered, but the lifting of verdicts and payment of lump sum goes is a sort of signal of redress." However, campaigners have said that LGBTI rights campaigners have said that this doesn't go far enough and it only deals with some symbolic compensation cases should be
and
more,
there's a time frame on it, so it's only before a certain date,
but still,
in 2000 and,
I think it's, you know, nonetheless it's
we will give them a nod.
Yes,
absolutely. Now a bit of a worldview here. TikTok, which young people out there would know about, the video sharing social networking app, is being accused that its algorithm is spreading anti-LGBT content. Basically, there's a company that has gone out there and done a bit of a test, a bit of analysis, and they found that as soon as you like or interact with content that is anti-LGBT, and that could be anything from, you know, a very, you know, meaningless video through to something that encourages violence,
yes,
anything like that. As soon as you do that, it flags that as one of your preferences,
yeah,
and the more you do that, it can basically fill your feed.
Yes. Well, I mean, which is not unknown. That's not unknown. I mean, YouTube does the same.
Yeah,
they all use algorithms.
Facebook, all this thing. The more
iTunes does it with me, with my songs. You know,
that's how you, all these people were following, you know, QAnon and all this conspiracy theory, because they started liking one, and there's more and more coming.
Yeah.
So I don't know that.
But I think what the alarm here is that the TikTok videos include some quite disturbing, you know, that this quoted here, the story says that someone quoted a video that basically seemed to be inciting violence towards trans men, trans boys, you know, and so, you know, quite graphic sort of, you know, so, you know, if you innocently clicked on something not realizing and then you got this feed, suddenly you're faced with some quite graphic material.
I find TikTok fairly meaningless and
offensive. Well,
but anyway,
I was going to say, you beat me to it. I was going to say another
opinion.
Reason why I don't use TikTok, plus as well as controlled by the CCP.
We need some good news.
In Namibia is on track to decriminalise homosexuality by the end of this year, according to the Justice Minister, Evan Dorser. And she's actually, there's really a nice quote. She says, "No Namibian should be comfortable with any part of our society feeling either they are second-class citizen, that they are being excluded or stigmatised or discriminated against either on the basis of the sexual orientation or disability status or status in a particular society."
Now, we've done too many countries before to know not to celebrate yet, but it is heading in the right direction.
It is heading in the right direction.
And for Africa, that is incredible. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.